So, I know it's been a good minute since we spoke, but I had to get on here and let this be known. I haven't been podcasting for the last couple of months because I am on a serious mission right now. You know what I'm saying? And if you've been listening to the pod for a while, I've said it hundreds of times. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get me and my family out of Memphis. So, in order to do that, I can't depend on the kindness of strangers. You know what I'm saying? Which means I can't effectively get out of here if I'm spending a lot of my time podcasting. You know what I'm saying? I need money, and I need it now. So, I've been working 16 hours a day, roughly 88 hours a week. You know what I'm saying? Not really getting a lot of sleep, but doing my best to stay focused on the task at hand. Now, within this task, a lot of boomerangs have been thrown. You know, little stuff here and there, you know, which causes me to have to spend money that I didn't plan on. You know what I mean? So, that's something that I'm dealing with right now. My children are getting older. They need more things. You know what I'm saying? My son, he's a multi-sport playing young man. You know what I'm saying? He plays football and he plays basketball. So, camps, shoes, different things. You know what I'm saying? He needs these things. So, I do my best to try to provide. You know what I'm saying? My daughter is growing up to be a lovely young lady. You know what I'm saying? And she needs things. So, I do my best to provide. It's really hard to be an upstanding citizen. You know what I'm saying? Without no strings attached. What I mean by that is the things that I used to do in life to obtain money was quite easy. But working these 16 hours a day, you know what I'm saying, trying to provide, you know what I'm saying, for my family, you know, putting my health and safety at risk, you know what I'm saying, every day. Because, you know, if you don't know, I have a bad back, you know what I'm saying, so I have to try to manage this. Like, I gotta go to the chiropractor almost every week. Whenever I do get that good off day, I'm headed straight to the chiropractor, get popped up, you know what I'm saying? Because I gotta maintain my body, I gotta invest in my vessel, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what's gonna get me to where I'm going. I'm staying prayed up, but it's different things that happen on different days, you know what I'm saying, that have me kind of discombobulated a little bit sometimes. And it seems like the pressures of the world will eventually catch up with me, but I don't live my life in fear anymore. I don't live my life. When I wake up in the morning, I think about myself and my family. When I go outside, I'm not worried about if a person likes my shoes, if they like the van that I pull up in, none of that stuff interests me. When I wake up in the morning, I'm focused. I might be a little angry because I probably didn't get enough sleep, but I'm focused on every single thing that's going on. Now, I decided to take a knee on one of the jobs today just to catch up on my rest. You know what I'm saying? And I can comfortably do it. Because right now, honestly, that's what my life is about right now. Being able to comfortably do stuff. Like, I could have been moved me and my family out of town. But I'm not gonna take us out of town and start struggling from scratch, if you know what I mean. I want to be able to go obtain us somewhere nice to stay and still be able to pay all the bills, have some money in my pocket to truly provide for my family. So, if you guys don't hear from me that often, please don't be mad with me. Just know that I have to look out for myself. You know what I'm saying? I done put in a lot of work into this podcast. this podcast is on like so many platforms that it's senseless. Like, when I check my email, they're constantly adding my podcast to different avenues and whatnot. And I think that's cool. But when the people that's closest to you, or the people that I guess that you want to listen to your stuff, when they're really not that interested, it's really kind of hard to engage a stranger. You feel me? So, I really haven't been enthused. I went even so far as to say that I was going to retire from podcasting. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty certain that I said it in one of Cybershot's live streams. You know what I'm saying? Be sure and check him out. But, you know, a lot of stuff, man, that just has been weighing heavily on your boy's mind and heart, man. And I feel like I had to at least tell you guys exactly what's happening. Now, I don't know where this podcast is going to go from here. I can't make any promises. I hate that I made the promises that I had to make. But life happens in real time. You know, the older you get, well, I can only speak for myself. The older I get, the less time for foolishness. It seems like I just don't have time to be around foolishness. You know what I'm saying? And if every single person has a gun, or every person actually needs a gun to walk around, that's not the place that I want to be. I have that right. You know what I'm saying? I'm not scared or anything like that because I have my own guns, but I don't feel the need to walk around with it. Ever. You know what I'm saying? I leave my guns at home. gun safe. Like, you know, when I was young and really didn't know no better, I used to tote a gun every now and again. But as an almost 40-year-old man, if I have to walk around with a gun just to be safe, I might need to find me somewhere else to go. And it's just that on that. You know, leave a message. You know what I'm saying? For your boy. You know, if you're on the Anchor app. You know, rate this podcast if you're on an app where you can rate it. You know what I'm saying? Show your boy some love, man. Listen to the older episodes, man. I really do have a good podcast, I hope. And I'll see you when I see you. Peace.